Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这边说话。
We thank God this time during the IYF, there's a special topic given to us. It's a heritage of spirituality and grace.
感谢神在这次的国际青年团契，我们分派了一个特别的主题，那就是
百年灵恩世纪传承。
百年灵恩世纪传承。
And now, for all of you know,Most of you will know that TJC, True Jesus Church, has reached 100 years.
在座的大部分的人都知道真耶稣教会已经建立100年了。
So it's a centennial anniversary, a celebration for our church.
这是一个百年的纪念，是一个庆祝。
And in our 100 years is not a very long time in human history.
对人类的历史来说，100年并不是一段很长的时间。
But for recent history, 100 years mark a very significant landmark.
但在最近的时代来说，100年可以说是一个很特殊的纪念。
Because in the past 100 years, the technological advance is more than past 1,000 years or 2,000 years.
那因为在过去的100年里面，科技的进步已经超过了过去的1000年。
And the world has been changing so fast.
这个世界的改变非常的快速。
And we know that we are, according to the Bible, the prophecy, if you know, we are really entering the end time.
那根据圣经里面的预言，我们已经真的进入末世了。
Because the rise of the true church, just like the Noah's Ark in the time of the flood. Before the flood, the ark must be built.
那就像真教会的建立，就像当初挪亚的方舟一样。
God warned the generation and gave instruction to Noah.
那神已经警告了当时的世代的百姓，那神也叫挪亚建了方舟。
And he and his family worked so hard to build the ark.
那挪亚和他的家人非常努力的建了方舟。
They had about 100 years to finish building the ark.
那他们花了将近100年的时间来建造方舟。
And then the flood came to destroy the generation.
那后来洪水来了，就摧毁了那世代的人。
God will not use flood to destroy this world again.
那神不会再用洪水来摧毁这个世界。
He used the fire to destroy everything that has element.
那他会用火来烧灭这世界上的一切。
He'll bring judgment and Jesus will come again.
那他会带来审判，耶稣也会再来。
And that is the only prophecy in the Bible that hasn't been fulfilled.
那这是在圣经里面唯一一个还没被实现的预言。
All the other prophecy has been fulfilled, historically or spiritually.
那其他的预言不论是在历史上还是在属灵上面的预言都已经实现了。
But the last prophecy to be fulfilled is the second coming of Jesus.
那最后一个预言就是耶稣的再来。
But before that, the spiritual ark, the true church, has to be built.
那是在那之前，属灵的方舟必须被建立。
And yet, the project has started by God through the Holy Spirit 100 years ago.
那这样的计划已经在神已经在100年前就开始计划了。
That in the year 1917.Holy Spirit established the true church in China.
在西元的1917年，神用圣灵建立了真教会。
I'm sure 100 years ago, the early worker can even think or imagine that the true gospel could be preached to so many different countries in the world.
那我相信在100年之前的同工，他们也没有想到这样子的福音会被广传到100年之后。
Look at today, we gather here, just a smallYouth activity for 10 days. We have 12 countries or more gathering here.
那就看看我们现在只是一个小小的活动，可是却有来自12个国家的信徒。
But however, our work has not been finished.
然而我们的工作并没有完成。
First of all, this world has more than 180 or 90 countries.
那第一个，这个世界上有180到190个国家。
To be exact, I don't know, but there are many.
那我确切的数字我不知道，可是就是有这么多的国家。
Secondly, even though we claim that we are come from so many countries, but majority of us are sitting here are Asian, Oriental background.
那世界上有这么多的国家，但是在座的各位，我们大部分都是亚洲人。
So the gospel has not really been properly preached to many other ethnic groups.
那所以说，我们的福音还没有被广传到各个种族当中。
But however, you and I, we are in this generation, especially you people, the youth, we are.Given so many resources and education more than before.
那在我们这一代的同龄当中，我们有那么多的资源和受了那么多的教育。
And then you have been educated in different languages. And you live in different countries.
So we
have more exposure, we have more opportunity to preach the word of God and build this spiritual ark, finish it before Jesus
comes. But
before we can finish building the ark,
we have to build
ourselves.
So
this topic, the heritage, I was given the heritage of spirituality for mutual encouragement.
那我这次被安排的主题是 百年的灵恩和恩典的传承。
So it is very important to think about the hymn that we have just sung.
那我们刚刚唱的这首诗也是非常重要。
Must I go to see God empty-handed?
我只能空手去见神吗？
Most of you are in your 20s or 30s. Very young. Most of you are very young.
那在座的各位大部分都在20到30岁, 都是非常年轻的。
One day, you have to see God.
那是有一天我们都必须面对神。
What is heritage?
那什么是传承呢?
Heritage is something that is given from a previous generation to the next generation.
传承就是从上一世代的人传到下一个世代的人。
And of course, there are physical inheritance.
那没错, 有物质上面的传承。
For example, if your parents are very rich, they'll pass on to you houses, land, stocks, or even money.
举例来说, 如果你的父母非常富有, 他可以把房子和财产传给你。
And after you inherit the inheritance, you have to work hard, you have to continue to build it up.
那当你继承了这些遗产之后,
and then one day you have your own family, you love your children, then you have to pass on this heritage to your next generation.
那有一天当你有了自己的家庭, 可以把这些, 财产再传承给你的孩子。
So, generation come, generation go, but there are things always passed on to the next generation.
那世代的人一代一代的来, 那总, 但是有些东西是会传承下去的。
Think about this. If you are lucky enough, right, your parents are very rich, if you are given a huge sum of heritage or inheritance, what will you do?
如果你非常的幸运, 有富有的父母, 他们可以传承给你一大笔遗产, 你会怎么做呢?
Wow. I hope that you will not feel too happy. Say, oh, from now I quit my job, I travel every day, I enjoy life.
那我希望你不会说, 我要开始每天挥霍的过日子。
You would think that, well, if a father passed on to me a company, right, that he retired, then I have to run the company. I don't want the company to bankrupt during my tenure.
那我希望你想的是, 如果你继承了你, 家人的公司的话, 你会好好的经营这间公司, 不要让公司破产。
And if a parent passed on to you a lot of fortune, you don't want to squander it and leave to your children nothing.
如果你父母给了你很大的财富, 你不需要, 你也不需要把他们忘去, 把他们花掉。
I think that most of us would think that, okay, I'm so lucky to inherit something, but how can I pass on?
那我想也是有人会想, 我既然这么幸运的被继承了那么多东西, 那我要怎么把这些东西传承下去呢?
On one hand, you are very lucky if you inherit something, right? Heritage, you have privilege on that.
那一部分来说, 你非常的幸运, 可以继承到这么多的东西。
Because not everybody can have it.
那是因为不是, 并不是所有人都这么幸运。
You have to be called so lucky because you are born into that family.
那你非常的幸运, 因为你生活在, 你生长在那样的家庭。
But at the same time, you have to feel the duty, you have to feel the heavy burden on you.
但是同时你也承受到这样子的责任和压力。
Because if you don't perform well, you squander, and then you lose the name of a family, or you lose everything given to you.
那因为如果你没有好好的妥善的处理的话, 那就会让你的家人蒙羞。
And think about this, the heritage given to us by God is not physical.
那我们这样想, 神继承给我们的东西并不是物质上的。
It's spiritual.
而是灵性上的。
All of you are so lucky. Most of you are born into the true church.
大部分我们都非常幸运的, 从在教会里面长大。
Let me ask you a question. How many of you were born into the true church? You are second, third, or fourth, or fifth generation of TJC member. Could you please raise your hand? Sure.
问问看在座有多少人是在教会里面长大, 第二三代的信徒。
The majority of us.
大部分的我们都是。
So you are inheriting a very good spiritual inheritance from the previous generation.
那已经你那么你已经继承了从上一代来的继承。
Think about this. In this world, there are 6 billion people, right?
那想想看，这个世界上有60亿人口。
Being a Christian is already, it's not easy.
那要成为一个身为一个基督徒已经不是一件容易的事。
And being a Christian in the true church is even more, the chance is even more slower or more slimmer.
那要成为在 一个真教会里面的基督徒，那基督又更小了。
But God has chosen you and me in this true church.
但是神已经拣选了你和我在这个教会里面。
So this is a privilege.
那这是一个特权。
Many Christians, they believe in Jesus for all their life, but they didn't know the true doctrine of salvation.
有很多基督徒，他们一辈子都是基督徒，但是他们并没有认识到真正的福音。
They believe in Jesus all their life, but they don't know Holy Spirit. They don't know Sabbath. They don't know true water baptism.
他们信神一辈子，可是却不知道圣灵，也不知道洗礼。
But you and I, we know.
但是你和我是知道的。
Inheritance are given to us.
我们是被传承的。
But what is your duty?
那我们的责任是什么呢？
Your duty is to receive it and manage it well, so that when someday you're going to see Jesus, you are not empty-handed.
那我们的责任就是我们要继承这样子的产业，然后能够好好经营，然后有一天我们可以。得以见神。
You can tell Lord Jesus Christ that during my days on earth, I really manage the inheritance you have given me, and I'll make it bigger, make it stronger, make it something that I can present to you.
那当有一天你和神见到面的时候，你可以跟神说，我有好好经营你传承给我的东西。
But if you didn't do well, if you didn't manage your inheritance,
但是如果你没有好好经营你所继承的东西的话，
you may lose yourself or your next generation or the things entrusted to you.
那你可能会失去那些所继承给你的东西。
So what are the spiritual inheritance given to us?
那所谓灵性上面我们所传承到的东西是什么呢？
And of course, physically, in the Old Testament, if you look at historically, the inheritance starts from physical, which is the promised land.
那如果我们从旧约来看的话，在旧约里面，那当时所传承的东西就是应许之地。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 6.
那我们一起翻到出埃及记第六章。
Exodus chapter 6 verse 8.
第六章第八节。
Exodus chapter 6 verse 8.
出埃及记第六章第八节。
Exodus chapter 6 verse 8.
第六章第八节。
Please read. 中文的英文的帮我读一下。
OK, 好。第六节，所以你对以色列人说，我是主。第八节，我岂是应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那地？我要你们领进去，将那地赐给你们为业。我是主。verse 8. And I will bring you to the land I swore with unlifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord.
Here is the physical.Promised land that God promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give to the future generation.
那这边的应许之地就是所谓物质上面的继承。
So because at the time when God spoke to Abraham, they had nothing.
那因为当时神和亚伯拉罕他们说话的时候，他们什么都没有。
And they are sojourners. They're just traveling the land of Palestine, pitching tent here and there, but they don't have a land belong to themselves.
他们当时是游牧在各地的，他们在各处扎营，却没有一个自己的地方。
And it come to worse.When they moved to Egypt because of the famine, later Pharaoh enslaved them.
后来更糟的事情是，他们后来因为饥荒的关系搬到了埃及。
For 400 years, that they live in not only poverty or without any assets, but they live as a slave.
那在之后的400年，他们不止活在贫穷当中，他们还是身为奴隶的。
Every day they work, I don't know how many hours, but would not be 8 hours, I'm sure. It would be more than that.
每天他们不断的工作，或许都超过8小时。
Being scolded, being insulted, being beaten, and they have no hope.
他们被羞辱、被鞭打，他们也没有任何希望。
But every day they think of one promise.
但是每一天他们都思想着同一个应许。
The promise that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that I'll give you a land, a promised land. It's a good land. I'll bring you there.
那就是神对亚伯拉罕所说的应许之地。
I think that is a very good promise, especially very encouraging for someone who has nothing.And have no hope.
那我想，这对一个一无所有的人来说，这是非常好的、非常好的应许。
Now, hope is very important. Without hope, we cannot move on.
那希望是非常重要的，因为我们如果没有希望的话，我们就无法前进。
Do you know why some people commit suicide?
你知道为什么会有人会自杀吗
？Or do you know someone who has committed suicide before?
或是你知道有人企图要自杀
？Or think about committing suicide?
或是有人想过要自杀
？The main reason is because they don't have hope.
最主要的原因就是因为他们没有希望。
When you don't have hope, there's no reason to live on.
如果他生命中没有希望，那他就没有办法活下去。
But if you have hope, then you can overcome difficulties.
但是如果你有希望的话，你就可以克服困难。
During the 400 years, the people of Israel, they were in Egypt, they were suffering so much.
那在那四百年当中，他们受了那么多的苦。
But there's only one thing keep them going.
那却只有一件事情支持他们继续前进。
A land promised by God to our forefathers.
那就是神对他们祖先所启示的地。
Shall be given to us.
那块地会给你们。
It's much better than here in Egypt.
这块地在会比你们在埃及这个地方好非常多。
Well, think about this physically. Egypt is not a bad place because in the River Nile and all the delta, it's very developed. It's very beautiful.
就埃及来说，它是一块还不错的地方，因为有尼罗河的灌溉。
And there are pyramids. There are many magnificent structures. There are palaces.
那边有宫殿，有金字塔，有各种华丽的建造。
And there are a lot of nice food.
有很多好吃的食物。
So physically, actually.Egypt isn't a nice place. It isn't a bad place.
就物质上来说，埃及是一个还不错的地方。
But why they didn't like there?
但是为什么他们不喜欢呢？
Because that place didn't belong to them. They are not master there. They are not owning there. They're just a slave there.
因为他们并不属于那里，他们并不是那里的主人，他们只是那里的奴隶。
Just like you go to five-star hotel, if you go to five-star hotel as a guest, as a visitor, it's very nice. But if you go there, live there as a worker, you clean the toilet every day there, then you don't feel good.
就像如果你去住一间五星级的饭店，那当然很好。可是如果你在那边工作的话，那就
the thinking, the feeling is different.
那这感受是不同的。
And there's no freedom in Egypt.
在埃及，他们也没有自由。
There's no dignity.
也没有尊严。
They cannot move around freely. They are insulted. They are beaten every day.
他们没办法自由的活动，他们每天都被鞭打。
So they are looking for one place which is better.
所以他们在盼望一个更好的地方。
Egypt itself is a good place, but they don't feel good there.
埃及虽然是一个好地方，但是他们在那边并不高兴。
Now, brother and sister, I don't know when yesterday when you arrive in America here, especially for those who are overseas, how do you feel?
我不知道，各位如果从别的国家来到，昨天来到美国的弟兄姐妹有什么样的感受
？How many of you feel you really like it here? Raise your hand.
有没有人觉得
Southern California?
我很喜欢南加州的。
Anyone? Nobody?
有没有人？
If nobody, then tomorrow can go home.
没有人的话，明天就可以回家了。
You're free. We're free to change your ticket. How many of you really like it here in Southern California?
有没有人很喜欢南加州的
？How many of you think if one day is possible, I want to move here?
有没有想有机会的话，有一天我要搬到这里？
哇 ，Wow, the heat, the air is nice here.
空气很好。
All right, the food is nice.
食物也很好。
The building is nice. The church is nice.
教会什么都很舒服。
Yes, when we go to some place better than your home, you really long to go there.
当我们去到一个比我们的家乡更好的地方，我们会想要去那个地方。
And it's true, Southern California is one of the best places. People like it in America. So many people move from East Coast. They say there's too much snow there. They want to move here.
那也是真的，也会有人觉得加州是一个很好的地方，会有人从东岸专门搬过来。
Yes, a good place really attracts our heart.
没有错，一个舒服好的地方会很吸引我们。
But this is not heaven.
但是这并不是天家。
For some people who live overseas, they think, oh, this is heaven on earth.
对一些国外的人来说，这就是所谓的天上人间。
Some other place they have pollution, you know, they're too tight. There's $1 million in other places. You only bought a small flat, but here you buy a big house.
那在其他的地方可能有污染呢，或是居住的环境非常的狭隘。
But this is not heaven.
但是这并不是天堂。
Many people are also struggling here.
很多人在这边也是在挣扎着。
There are also many social problems here.
所以很多社会上的问题。
Because you come as a tourist, you don't know.
那当你一个观光客的身份来的时候
，You only see the good side. You only see the outside.
你只看到外面华美的一切。
This world is very attractive on the outside.
这个世界的外表是非常吸引人的。
Nice house, nice car, nice restaurant, lot of enjoyment.
那有好看的房子，有好的车子，有各种享受。
Just like Egypt itself, the civilization is very attractive.
就像埃及一样，它的建设是非常吸引人的。
But as a slave living there, it's not fun.
但是身为一个奴隶，活在那里却是不好玩。
They don't own anything there. They don't have a place called home.
他们没有一个家，没有一个可以称为家的地方。
They live as a slave, die as a slave.
他们身为一个仆人，奴隶死也死为一个奴隶。
But they always remember one promise that God has given them to give them inheritance.
但是他们一直记得神应许他们的一块应许之地。
Is the promise is the promised land.
那就是那块应许之地。
The Bible always reminds us.
那圣经总是这样子提醒我们。
Let's turn to the book of First Peter.
我们起翻到彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
彼得前书第二章十一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
彼得前书第二章第十一节。
He said, "Dear brethren, you are traveler, you are sojourner. I urge you to abstain from all the evil desire."
十一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是旅客，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。
Here the Bible tells us, "We are sojourner, we are traveler."
甚至连圣经都告诉我们，我们是旅客，我们是寄居的。
Yes, Southern California is good, but this is not your home, right? At least for those who are overseas.
对啊，南加州非常的舒服，但是这对至少对我们国其他来地方的来的人来说，并不是我们的家。
Well, unless in the future you apply for immigration, maybe you get passed, you can stay here. But after 10 days, you have to pack and go.
那或许有一天你移民搬到这个地方，那除此之外，你到了一定时间，你就要离开。
Even this place is good, but it's not heaven.
其实这么好的地方都不是天堂。
Now.As a youth today, after you enter the society, there are so many things in the world can attract your heart.
那身为一个青年，当我们出社会工作之后，就有很多东西会吸引我们。
I can see so many youth when they were in the universities or they were in the student, they are so fervent for the Lord. They have idea, they have ideal, 有理想哦 They have zeal for the Lord.
那我看到很多青年他们在大学时代的时候是非常热心的，非常对神有信心的。
But after they enter the society, their heart more and more get drawn to the world.
当他们进入世界之后，他们的心就被社会带走了。
They think the world is a better place.
他们认为世界是一个更好的地方。
They put all the energy, effort to pursue the world.
他们放他们全部的心力来追求社会上的事情。
But they forgot this is not where we belong.
但是他们忘了这并不是属于我们的地方。
We are here only short terms.
我们来这边只是寄居的。
I don't know your country, but the places where I'm working, I'm pastoring recently, for the past few years, that.Some member, quite a few member pass away in a quite a young age.
我不知道你们来自的地方，那在我慕道的地方有几位信徒在很年轻的时候就过世了。
So young, some of them pass away when they're 30s or the 40s.
他们都非常的年轻，大才三十或四十岁。
I mean within church brother and sister.
那是在教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
That caused a lot of big impact in the church for everybody to rethink about life.
那这对教会的人来说，我们都会重新思考生命这件事情。
You don't only hold health funeral for old people.
我们并不只为年长的人办丧礼。
Anybody can pass away anytime.
任何人在任何时间都可能过世。
Even for those who are young.
那即使是年轻的人也是。
Maybe for sickness or for accident, any moment actually we can pass away.
不管是疾病或是意外，任何时刻我们都可能过世。
But when that moment comes.Are you ready for that?
等那个时候来的时候，我们预备好了吗？
Are you very sure that you have the inheritance?
你确定你继承了吗？
The promised land, are you ready to inherit it?
你准备好要传承这块地了吗？
There was a sister when she was dying of cancer.
曾经有一位姐妹，她在快要因为癌症快要过世的时候。
People go to visit her.
那有人去探望她。
A brother and sister, they don't know what to say because she is so young, but she is passing away very soon of cancer.
那弟兄姐妹不知道要说什么，因为她才非常的年轻。
But that sister encouraged everybody who called to visit her.
那但是那位姐妹却这样子的鼓励。
She didn't complain, God didn't heal her.
她没有抱怨神没有医治她。
But she encouraged everybody.
但是她这样子勉励大家。
You know, have faith in Jesus.
要对神有信心。
No matter what happened.
不论发生任何事情
must have faith on God, in God.
都要对神有信心。
Heavenly inheritance is waiting for us.
属于天上的传承在等着我们。
We must get there one day together.
有一天我们都要一起到那个地
方。I'm going there first, but you people must hold on, continue your journey.
我要先去了，但是你们要继续你们的旅程。
Her speech touched the heart of so many people.
那她所说的话感动了许多的人。
So, brother and sister, why we have to work on the heritage?
那当我们在继续努力的时候
，Because what God gives us, the eternal kingdom, the heavenly inheritance, is the most beautiful things.
那因为神要传承给我们的东西是最美好的。
So let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
那我们一起看《生命记》。
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 9 to 12.
生命记第十一章第九到十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 9.
生命记第十一章九到十二节。Verse 9. And so that you may live long in the land that the Lord swore to your forefathers to give to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey.
Continue.
Verse 10. The land you are entering to take over is not like the land of Egypt, from which you have come, where you plant your seed and enriched by food, as a vegetable garden.
11.
But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valley that drinks rain from heaven.
Here is what God promised the people.
那这就是神所应许他们的.
You have to go to get the promised land.
你必须去，然后来继承这块地.
And in the promised land, I will take care of what you need.
那这块，在这块应许之地，我会照顾你.
Yeah, it's not going to be plain. Not going to be just everything goes so straightforward without any difficulties.
那一切并不会非常的顺利.
It's going to be up and down.
那会有困难.
There's going to be mountain. There's going to be valleys.
会有山和谷。
Yeah, just like in our life, sometimes you feel high, you feel, wow, everything is smooth.
就像我们的人生一样。
But sometimes you go down to the deep valley.
那我们人生会有顺利，会有不顺利的地方。
But verse 12 tells us that the Lord your God, His eyes were always looking after this promised land.
但是在这里讲到的是，神的眼睛会不断地看顾着这个地方。
From beginning of year to the end of the year,
从年初到年尾,
the Lord always care.
神都一直在关心着这个地方。
Now, brother and sister, what is your promised land?
那神，弟兄姐妹，你们所应许之地是什么呢？
God give you the promised land is not on this world. It's not even your career. It's not even your house or anything physical.
那神所看重的并不是你的工作，也不是你的房子。
Those are temporary.
那些都是暂时的。
But if you put God first,
但是如果你把神放在首位,
you think about this promised land is the spiritual inheritance.
如果你把这块应许之地当成你属灵上面的继承,
then God's eye will be watching over you, your career, your family, everything else.
那神就会在各个方向都看顾着你。
Just like Matthew 6:33 is one of our favorite words. Put him first. Seek him first, right? Jesus tell us.
那就像马太福音第六章23节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们一起看马太福音第六章33节。
Matthew 6:33.
马太福音第六章33节。
Seek His kingdom and His righteousness first, and all these things shall be added unto you.
你们要先追求神国神义，那这些东西都会加给你们。
So remember, brothers and sisters, our spiritual inheritance is heavenly kingdom.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们要记得我们所要继承的是属于天上。
Put Him first, God will provide the rest for you.
我们把神放在首位，他就会。
Recently, there was a brother who shared with me his testimony.
那最近有一位弟兄和我分享他的见证。
He has two young adult children who is studying in university.
那他有两位正在念大学的小孩。
He is not a high income earner.
他并不是一个收入非常高的人。
He and his wife have stable job, but not considered very very high income.
他和他的太太有稳定的工作，但是 并不是非常高的收入。
And you know, when you have children and study in university, I know for you it's too far away, right? You cannot think about one day you've been parent, you have children in university. But it's not easy. It's financially very tight.
或许对你们来说，你们还没办法想象有小孩的生活，但是要照顾有两个在大学的小孩，在经济上面来说是很沉重的。
So, but he testified, he shared with me his testimony.
那是他和我分享他的见证。
He said after he believed in Jesus, after he and his wife, the whole family believed in Jesus.
那自从他和他的家人信主之后,
they focus on God.
他们把神放在第一位。
Whenever the church needs anything, they come to help.
只要教会有任何需要帮忙的地方, 他都会去帮忙。
Their heart is in the church.
他的心是在教会里面的。
Serving God, serving Lord Jesus Christ in the church is their top priority.
在主里面服侍神, 对他来说是最重要的。
And they enjoy it. They love to draw close to Jesus.
他们也很享受和神亲近的时光。
And they experience God really guiding them.
但是当他们感受到了神真的在带领他们。
Their promised land is in heaven, it's not in this world. Their promised land.
他们应许的地方是在天上，而不是在这个地上。
But God provides what they need in this world.
神已经提供了他们一切需要的东西。
He told me when his children is in universities.
那他跟我讲他的小孩在大学的时候。
When they need more money.
当他们需要钱。
Wow, God will arrange that the company give them more hours.
那公司就会安排他们有更多的工作时数。
Because he was paid by hours, hourly wages.
那因为他是被付时薪工作的。
Also, his wife was given more hours.
那他的老婆也会被 安排更多的工作时数。
When they are given more hours, including extra time, he will be paid 1.5 times than regular wages.
那或是他们会安排到加班的，他们就可以拿到加班费。
So when they during the period they need income most, God add them hours so that they can earn the money to pay the school fees.
那当他们在需要更多钱的时候，神就安排他们就可以得到更多的收入。
And when they don't have that much financial needs, the hours given will be just back to normal.
那当他们不需要那么多钱的时候，他们的工作也会回到正常的。
It's very clear. It seems that God knows ahead what you need.
非常明显的，神知道他们的需求。
Just like what Jesus tells us here, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
那就像这边神告诉我们要先追求他的神国。
His kingdom is His church. It's the church of God.
他的国就是教会。
We focus in the church.
我们把教会放在首位。
His righteousness is the right things to do in our life.
他的义就是我们生命中该做的正确的事情。
So we make sure in the future we can inherit the heavenly kingdom.
我们要确定我们在之后可以传承他属天的财富。
It is very important.
那这是非常重要的。
Brother and sister, you are all in the society. Most of you are already in the society.
那弟兄姐妹，大部分的人我们都已经在工作了。
And maybe a few years from now, down the road, you get married, you have your own children.
那几年之后，我们可能会结婚，会有自己的小孩。
I still remember when I was in your age, just like yesterday, feel like yesterday, but actually it's not.
那我还记得我当时有这样子的感觉，好像昨天一样，可是已经不是昨天了。
But suddenly, your children already in high school. My children is in high school already.
转眼之间，我的小孩都已经念高中了。
And nowadays, when young people raise children, they really worry about their future, their education, and this and that.
那现在的人，当他们抚养小孩，他们会担心小孩的教育，担心小孩的一切。
And because the society have so many pressure on the younger generation.
那因为这个社会上给了年轻人非常大的压力。
Because I'm from Hong Kong, I know about the situation in Hong Kong.
因为我来自香港，所以我知道香港的状况。
No, my youngest brother in Hong Kong, he told me that nowadays, you know, when before you have baby, you have to register in the kindergarten to pre-register to get a space for them. I said, what? They are not even born.They say, yes, you cannot be late, otherwise you don't get space.
那我在香港的弟弟跟我说，现在当小孩还没出生之前就要去幼稚园注册，不然就没有位置。
And then when the kids are about to, they're ready to go to kindergarten, they have to go to interview by the principal in the kindergarten.
那就算小孩要去上幼稚园之前，他们还要去和校长面试。
I said, what? How can you interview with 3 years old kid? What do you ask him?
那他们说你要怎么面试一个三岁的小孩？你要问他什么
？Yeah, he told me that it's quite funny. It's not even interviewing the kid, but we as a parent, we have to be interviewed.
那不只是要面试那个小孩，我们身为家长也要被面试。
There's so many homework given in the kindergarten.
就算在幼稚园都已经给了很多功课。
I was so lucky. I was not born nowadays. Otherwise, I'll fail everything. I was not given a space in kindergarten.
我很幸运，我不是生长在这个年代，不然我。
In our time, we go to kindergarten. I don't know what we did. Just have fun and make mess it up. We don't do anything.
那我记得我当时在幼稚园的时候，每天就只是玩乐而已。
But anyway, there's a saying in I don't know Hong Kong or China or Taiwan. They say 不要输在起跑点哦 ，don't be losing out in the beginning line.
那这有一句话是这样讲，不要输在起跑点上。
And then where is the beginning line? Maybe 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old.
那这条起跑点是设在一岁还是两岁呢
？That's why they give the children so many pressure.
那所以他们给小孩非常大的压力。
Even when they're just like teenager, 10 years old, 12 years old, they're learning all these extracurricular activities and talent.
那这些小孩在年纪非常小的时候就学了各种才艺。
And the children and the parents send them here and there to do a lot of things.
那家长就把他们接去上不同的补习班、
才艺班。Of course, it's not bad if you have the time, you have the resources to learn all these things to try to equip yourself.
那当然，如果有这样子的资源，有这样子的机会，也不是一件坏事。
But don't forget, what is as a Christian, as a children of God, what is our main objective?
但是不要忘了，身为基督徒，我们最重要的事情是什么
？What is the most precious inheritance that God has given us?
我们从神那边得到最重要的传承是什么
？It's not this world. It's not in this world.
这些传承并不是来自这个世界的。
It's one day if we pass away, if our life ends, we can go to heavenly kingdom.
那是有一天，当我们过世了之后，可以得以去天堂。
So I know our life is very busy. We are in the society, working, studying.
那我知道我们现在的生活非常的忙碌。
But don't forget, put Him first.
但不要忘了把神放在首位。
Secondly, the Word of God is our heritage.
第二点，神的话语也是我们的，也是我们要继承的。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 33.
那我们一起翻到《申命记》第三十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 4.
三十三章第四节。
Let's start from verse 3, chapter 33, verse 3.
我们从第三节开始，第三十三章，三十三章第三节。
Please read.
Verse 3. Surely this, it is you who love the people. All the holy ones are in your hand. At your feet they will all bow down. And from your received instructions. Verse 4. The law of that Moses gave us, the possession of the assembly of Jacob.
Here tell us that what are the most precious heritage that God has given to his people.
这边是让我们知道神给他百姓最珍贵的传承是什么。
You know, when a father loves his son so much, he'll give him his most precious things.
那我们知道父亲他很爱他的儿子的话，他会给他这最珍贵的东西。
The most valuable,
最有价值的东西。
Now God is a heavenly father. What did he give in the Old Testament time? What did he give to his chosen people?
那在旧约的时候，神把什么东西给他们呢？
He has given us a picture, just like a loving father.
他给我们一个像一个慈爱的父亲的形象。
He tell his beloved children come to sit in front of his feet.
他叫他所爱的人前来坐在他的脚边。
And then to listen to receive his word.
来领受他的话语。
And then he give the law to the congregation of Jacob as inheritance.
他把他给雅各的把雅各的律法当做产业。
You can see the most valuable is not something tangible.
那我们看到最有价值的东西并不是我们可以触摸得到的东西。
If your father give you a gold coin, give you a Rolex, give you even a car, a house, how long does it last?
如果你父亲给你一辆很好的车，给你一辆好很好的房子，这可以持续多久呢？
Give you $1 million, what does it mean?
或是他给你一百万，那这有什么意义呢？
Nowadays, $1 million can be spent very fast, right? You buy a nice car, it's gone. You can even buy a nice house.
在现在来说，一百万并不是什么很。
In Southern California, in Irvine here, right, a house easily costs more than $1 million.
在这个地方
，a small house，
这个地方要买一栋不是很大的房子，就要超过一百万了。
So physical inheritance will not change your life, will not change your fortune.
那所以物质上面的传承并不会改变你的生命。
What can change your life, change your future?
什么可以改变你的生命，改变你的未来呢
？It's change your thinking.
就是改变你的思想。
But because your thinking change, your future will change.
当你的思想改变的时候，你的未来就会改变。
Your value change, your destiny will change.
当你的价值观改变了，你的目标就会改变。
But how can God change them?
那神是怎么改变他们的呢？
God gave them the law, which governed their thinking, their society, their family, their marriage, and everything else in their life.
那神给他们律法，用来管制他们的思想，管制他们的婚姻，管制他们的家庭。
You know, more time of Moses was 1,500 years before Christ. So there's 500 years away from our time.
这是在五百
这个摩西的时代啊，祖前1500年。
在摩西的时代，这是在祖前1500年。
So God has already given them the law.
在这么久以前，神就把律法颁给他们。
As an inheritance,
当做一个传承。
Now, if you can do some research, you can look at nowadays the Jewish people in the world.
那我们可以做一些研究，可以看到现在的犹太人。
Jewish people, in terms of population, they're so little, so small in terms of the whole world population.
就以全世界的人口来说，犹太人的比例非常的小。
But they are so smart. The percentage of Nobel Prize.Receiver, there are, so many of them are Jewish.
那是非常，他们非常的聪明，有很多的诺贝尔奖的得主都是他们。
Everywhere they go, they control the economy.
他们到的任何一个地方，他们都控制了当地的经济。
But not only today, in the past, it was like that.
不止在现在，在以前也是这样子。
Why they can receive so many blessings from God?
为什么他们可以从神那边领受那么多祝
福呢？Why they are so smart?
为什么他们那么聪明
？What was their education?
他们的教育是什么
？What did they teach the young children?
他们如何教导他们的小孩
？Today we think about good school zone, right? The expensive area because the school is good, right?
我们现在想到所谓的好学区的房子都很贵。
But in the past, how did Jewish people, the chosen people, the parents educate the younger generation?
那在以前的时候，犹太人的父母是怎么教育他们的小孩呢？
It's not like today, the parents send them to good school zones, good school, so that they can be smart.
并不是像现在一样，他们并不是像现在一样的父母把小孩送到好学区。
But rather, the Jewish people, the family education is religious education.
然而他们的教育，他们的家庭教育就是宗教教育。
The most important things a father or parent passed inheritance to the young children is not physical thing, but the law of God, the value system that God wants them to have.
那当父亲把最重要的东西传承给孩子的时候，并不是物质的。
I don't know how close you are with your parents if yet they are a true church member.
我不知道你们和你们父母的关系如何。
If you are close to your parent will talk to you a lot.
如果你和你父母很亲近的话，他们会常常和你说话。
The more you talk to your parents, the more you know what they think.
你越常和他们沟通，你就越了解他们的想法。
And if they talk to you about life, about faith, they shape you, they change you slowly.
真的，他们如果他们和你分享他们对生命、对信仰的想法，他们这样就会改变你。
So today, the word of God also is our heritage.
那所以今天，在这个世界上也是我们有我们的产业。
Now you are.TJC maybe second, third, or fourth generation.
那在这代，我们在座的各位有可能是真耶稣教会第三四代的信徒。
You are given the truth as inheritance.
你已经传承了真理这样子的产业。
You have received it, but are you ready to pass on?
你已经领受了，可是你准备好要传承下去了吗？
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
我们起翻到提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
Verse 1.
第二章第一节。
Verse 1 to 2.
提摩太后书第二章第一节。
Please read.
好。第一节，我儿啊，你要在耶稣基督的恩典上刚强起来。
Verse 2.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导人的。
再读一下英文哦。
Okay, 好。Verse 2, then you, my son, be strong in the grace of that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 2, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
If you read carefully about this verse, how many generations of believers shall involve here?
如果你仔细地看的话，可以看一下到底有几代的信徒。
First of all, Paul, he was speaking.
第一个是保罗。
Paul was the first generation.
保罗是第一代的信徒。
Because he received revelation from Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他从神那边得到启示。
Lord Jesus Christ chose him on the way, when his way to Damascus.
神在他要去大马士革的路上拣选了他。
Shine him, enlighten him, blind him, and then later open his eyes.
用光照耀他，能够让他打开眼睛。
Lord Jesus Christ talked to him directly.
主耶稣基督直接跟他讲话。
Saul, why have you persecuted me?
他说：“扫罗，你为什么要迫害我？”
So Saul was the first generation.
所以他是第一代的信徒。
Paul is God. Jesus Christ talked to him.
耶稣基督直接跟他讲话。
But now he tells Timothy, his son in Christ.
现在他和他的儿子提摩太讲话。
So Timothy is the second generation.
提摩太是第二代的信徒。
So Timothy, he need to receive the word very carefully.
那提摩太他必须很小心的、很用心的来听。
Learn as much as possible.
他需要能够学，他需要能够学习最更多的东西。
Make sure he didn't miss anything.
他确定他没有遗忘任何事情。
Make sure he didn't distort the teaching or omit anything important.
或是他没有漏掉任何重要的事。
You know, have you played a game? I don't know how they call, right? Usually, it's a line of people move from the front to the end, and then they pass on the message with limitation, right? Sometimes you cannot say it out, or you have to act it, or just hear. And at the end, from the first to the last, sometimes the message being passed is totally distorted or totally wrong. What was the name of that game called? Transmitter? Yeah, something like that.
有这样子一个游戏，就是从当把大家排成一队，从队伍的最开头传了一个。传一个信息，传到最队伍的最后面。
Or a story, right? Let's say incident. You describe an incident.
那或是一段故事，那当传到最后一个人的时候，可能故事都改变了。
It's totally different.
或是完全不一样。
Only after 10 people.
或许才中间有才十个人而已。
Now Paul told Timothy, you receive this word very carefully.
所以保罗叫提摩太要好好的听。
Be strong in the grace.
要在恩典里面刚强。
And then, in front of all the witnesses.
在所有证人面前。
You have to train someone.
你要教导别人
so that they can train others.
所以他们能够教导更多的人。
So totally, how many generation here?
所以总共有几代的人呢？
Paul, Timothy.
有保罗，有提摩太。
And then Timothy have to train someone.
那提摩太要训练下面的人。
So that they can train others.
所以那些人又可以再训练更多的人。
So at least four generations are mentioned in one verse here.
那至少在这边就提到了四代的人。
Each generation.Are receiving this inheritance as the word of God.
每一代的人，他们都传承了神的话语，当作他们的产业。
But are they faithfully ready to pass on the next generation?
但是他们真的预备好能够把这些东西传承给下一代的人吗？
Now, brother and sister, the foundation of true Jesus Church is not physical buildings or money.
真耶稣教会的根基并不是这些建筑，也不是财富。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
我们一起翻到提摩太前书第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
第三章第十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
第三章第十五节。十五节，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Here tells us the church is the house of God.
这边告诉我们，教会就是神的家。
It's not your house, it's not my house, but this is the house of God.
不是你的家，也不是我的家，而是神的家。
You are in the house of God right now.
你现在就在神的家里。
The parent of this house is God.
这个家的家长就是神。
And what is the foundation of the church?
那教会的根基是什么呢？
The pillar and the foundation of truth.
就是真理的柱石。
So brother and sister, as youth today, you are in a very unique generation.
那各位青年的弟兄姐妹，你们现在在一个非常特殊的角色。
This is so-called the information age.
这就是一个所谓资讯的时代。
Internet age.
一个网际网络的时代。
You know, in the past, when there was no internet, or internet was very slow, people don't have so many information.
在以前没有网络的时代的时候，人并没有太多的资讯。
First of all, in my days in the university or college, right, when we go to seminar, we are given one...sheet of paper or one booklet, I think it's wow, so precious. Wow.
那我记得
I like everybody fighting to get the notes.
我记得以前在去参加教会的讲习会的时候，我们一个人只会分到一张笔记。
Oh, and then you feel you treat it like a treasure.
那你拿着那张笔记就觉得它非常的珍贵。
I said, oh, preacher, write something, write a note, and write a book, and I give it to you. You think, wow, it's all you have.
那当上面有写了从老师来的笔记，那就是非常珍贵的东西。
But nowadays, when the lecturer teach something, write something, immediately you can use your cell phone or tablet to Google it. You have more information than anything.
那但是现在当老师在上课的时候，你可以很轻易的搜寻。
And you can easily access information from outside.
那就可以收集到非常更多的资讯。
This is good and bad.
那这件事情是一体两面的。
Good is if you're very easy to find any information you want.
好的是你可以找轻易的搜寻到任何你想搜寻的资讯。
But the bad thing, the downside is you're also very easily influenced by outside thinking and knowledge.
这件事情的坏处就是你很容易被外面的思想所改变。
So do you think about yourself, ask yourself this question?
那这样子你可以这样子问自己。
Are you ready to pass on this spiritual heritage to the next generation?
你已经准备好把这样子的信仰传承给下一代了吗？
Are you able to separate worldly knowledge to spiritual knowledge?
你有办法分辨属世的智慧和属神的和属灵的智慧吗？
Are you able to separate outside thinking to biblical truth?
你能够分辨外界的思想和教会的圣经的真理吗？
Are you able to separate between worldly principles, worldly practices, rather than versus Bible principles?
你能够分辨外社会上面的原则和教会的原则吗？
And are you able to distinguish between other teachings or the mainstream versus TGC 10 basic beliefs?
你能够分辨外面主流的思想和教会的十大信条吗？
Are you able to distinguish the uniqueness firmly rooted in the one true church versus other denominations.
你能够分辨我们教会所相信的和其他教派所相信的吗？
Do you strongly rooted believe in one true church?
你是真正的相信唯一得救真教会吗？
You already is already a little bit shaky. You don't know. You're not sure.
或是你自己正在摇摆当中。
So ask yourself this question.
那你这样子问自己。
Because you are the one, the generation that pass on the next generation.
因为你是要把这些东西传承给下一代的这一代人。
Generation come, generation go.
那一世代的人来来去去。
Well, we don't last forever.
我们并不会在这边很长久。
So this morning we talk about two points. It's a spiritual inheritance.
今天早上我们提到两点关于灵性上面的产业。
First of all, our eternal home, our future heritage.
那第一个我们在
Kingdom of Heaven.
天上永远的产业就是天家。
Focus on that.
我们要专心的聚集会神在这上面。
Life is short term.
生命是很短暂的。
Secondly, the heritage is the word of God.
第二个我们的产业就是神的话语。
Be rooted in the faith and rooted in the truth.
我们要在我们的信心上面更扎根。
I really hope that during your fellowship, your sharing, you can share about how you came to the true church.
我希望我们在团契的时候可以彼此分享我们如何来到教会。
If you come by yourself, what bring you here?
如果你是自己找到教会的，是什么原因让你来的呢？
How do you experience God? How do you think God guided you into the true church?
你觉得神是怎么带领你来到真耶稣教会？
If you are second or third generation,
如果你是第二、第三代的信徒，
share about how God rooted you in the faith.
那分享神是如何建立你信仰的根基。
There may be a moment that you feel a little bit doubtful or a little bit struggle.
分享你有你怀疑或是你动摇的时候。
But how did God help you to root it here?
那神是如何帮助你让你能够建立在这里？
So maybe this is the things that you can discuss more in your group sharing, or even when you are just chit-chatting or introducing yourself.
那这些问题都是在之后有机会可以多分享的。
So this conclude the morning class.
那这边我们早上的课程到这里。
I can see that when I see this, you're happy, right?
可以看到我讲这句话的时候，大家都很高兴。
Because wonderful lunch is coming.
因为很快就要吃午餐了。
So we are kneel down and pray and give thanks to God for the morning.
那我们一起跪下祷告，感谢神。